Nolte, Knowles. Jake Tapper finally admits he is not a journalist. By John Nolte on June 29, 2023. CNN's Jake Tapper, a basement-rated anchor who meddles in elections and spreads conspiracy theories, finally admitted he is not a journalist. Naturally, he didn't come right out and say that. He didn't have to. When Tapper said he would not host a town hall for a serious presidential candidate because he disagrees with that presidential candidate, that is admitting you are not a journalist. CNN anchor Jake Tapper says he would not do a town hall with Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the anti-vaxxer activist who is inexplicably running as a Democrat, due to his efforts to spread anti-vaccine propaganda and the lies he tells frequently about how he has been treated by the media. Kennedy Jr. spreads dangerous misinformation about childhood vaccines, Tapper said during an interview on the Pod Save America podcast released Thursday. In a presidential race against a sitting president, Robert Kennedy Jr. is polling at around 20%. Among the voting public, Kennedy has a higher favorability rating than Biden. Most importantly, Democrats want to hear more from Kennedy. They definitely want his fraudulency and see Joe Biden to debate him. But because he's not a journalist, Tapper doesn't care. A real journalist would only be interested in one thing, informing the public. What does Kennedy believe? Why does he believe it? How does he react when challenged? What does he stand for? What does he believe in? What is his vision for America? No journalist would turn down that opportunity. No journalist would do what Tapper is doing, which is blatantly obvious, attempting to blacklist Kennedy by making him radioactive in the woke Reich that is the corporate media. This is the same Jake Tapper who spent years questioning the results of the 2016 election by spreading the debunked conspiracy theory that President Trump colluded with Russia to steal the election. As Twitchy pointed out, this is the same Jake Tapper who said he would never host election deniers and then proceeded to invite George Governor in her own mind Stacey Abrams on his show. But Abrams is a Democrat, so her election denial is acceptable. By admitting he would not host a serious presidential candidate in a town hall, Tapper is admitting he is not a journalist but rather a gatekeeper, a decider, a fascist, and a blacklister. If you disagree with Jake Tapper, you are canceled. Thankfully, Tapper has no audience, no credibility with the public any longer, and no influence over public opinion. He is merely doing what he has always done, smugly writing himself in as the moral hero of his own story, shamelessly sucking up to his fellow serial liars and propagandists in the woke Reich, and protecting the Democrat Party in this case, Joe Biden, from the serious threat of Kennedy's insurgent campaign. Journalists seek, probe, challenge, explore, and inform. Only insecure propagandists want to kill debate rather than engage in debate. Only McCarthyites seek to silence those they disagree with by declaring their ideas dangerous. The good news is that because Jake Tapper is not a journalist, the fledgling cable news outlet News Nation hosted a Kennedy town hall Wednesday night, which upped the outlet's profile and proved News Nation is more tolerant and broad-minded than Tapper and CNN. Kennedy also did pretty well, which is likely the real reason why Tapper is desperate to blacklist him.